Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. It's an interesting show for me personally because, if you can believe it, it's the 100th show for STEM Spots, and that makes me think a little bit about powers of 10. 100 shows, of course, is 10 to the second power, and powers of 10 tell us a lot in physics community, certainly, and in science in general. One of the things I was thinking about a little bit was the size of the universe, what nature looks like from top to bottom, and what we think about when you think about powers of 10 in that context. So, for example, the size of a nucleus is about 1 times 10 to the minus 15 meters. It's one with 15 zeros in front of it. But the size of the universe, the size of the entire universe, is on the order of about 4 times 10 to the 26th meters. That means there's a factor of 10 to the 41st difference between the smallest thing that we typically sort of measure and the largest thing that you can measure, which would be, of course, the universe itself. So when you think about this ability that we have to take numbers and have them convey a sense to us, a sense of the enormity or the microscopic nature of nature and how it encompasses both things. So 100, of course, is right, not in the middle somewhere, but down at the lower end of the scale, depending on how you look at things. And 100 shows doesn't really mean much. But of course, at the same time, there's a tremendous amount that I've learned doing these shows. And I thought I'd mention a little bit about that. First of all, I've learned that there's a lot of science going on in the Ozarks. There's a lot of people around Southwest Missouri that are doing a lot of interesting things. They're working in all sorts of areas. They're working on exoplanets. They're working on microbiology. They're working on salamanders. They're studying earthquakes. They're studying the gravity of the earth. They're trying to help us stay healthy and safe with vaccinations, or they're perhaps trying to integrate solar energy into the mix down here in our part of the state. So that's the first thing that I found, is that in a fairly small scale in Southwest Missouri, there's a tremendous amount going on, and that science is being invoked for a variety of reasons, and most of them very positive, in our neck of the woods. But I also learned when I talked to some people, for example, about the economics of the internet and about how that developed, or if I talked to somebody about the possibility of robotics displacing us in the future, you can see that science also plays a role in the enormity of the problems that face us and the things that we're going to have to deal with over the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And so even from an economic or a sociological point of view, science spans it all. Science goes from things that are going to be immediately important to your everyday life when you get an MRI or when you're treated for a disease or when somebody scans your retina and looks for a way to fix your vision, all the way up to something enormous. And that might be something about what we're going to do about climate change, what we're going to do about the utilization of nuclear power versus fracking for natural gas power versus whatever. And so science allows us to somehow participate in it and become part of it, which we already are, of course, and yet have some hand in how we shape it for the future. So it's a tremendously valuable thing. And that leads me to the last thing that I want to chat a little bit about that I've thought about a lot over the couple of years that I've been working on this. And that is science merely a tool? Is science something that we think about as a way to, let's say, dominate or manipulate nature? Or is science more like art? Is science something that we use because we are searching? We're searching for our place and from where we've come. And so the miraculous thing about science is that it can be all things at some level to all people. People can look at science and say, I'm concerned with building a laser that can cut stainless steel, or I'm concerned with building a laser that can shape the human eye, or I'm concerned with building a laser that can help us do optical fiber digital communication. On the other hand, people can say, I'm concerned with where matter originated, and why there is gravity, and how in the world a solar system could evolve from a gigantic cloud of gas and dust. And those people are both asking similar questions, but their motivations are quite different. So the great thing about science to me is the tent that it provides, under which all sorts of people, from very practical, pragmatic people who are looking mostly for ways for us to, let's call it, manipulate nature for our own benefit, all the way to people who would stand in for an artist in any other way, people that are looking for big picture solutions, primarily to ideas and ways to look at the world so that they can better understand it and find their place within it. Anyway, powers of 10. a way to look at the world, and a way to think about science. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.